Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, co-publisher of Schneps Media, just recently voted the number one media company in all of New York State. And that vote was by our peers of every community newspaper in New York State. We were chosen number one for our quality. And part of what we do are these wonderful Power Women podcasts. And today, I am thrilled to be interviewing Lucia Dragos. Now, Lucia doesn't have one hat. She has many hats on her beautiful head. And, you know, for us, she is a documentary film producer. She is my darling. I started a QPTV with my own show, and she is now the supervising producer at QPTV. And when she's not even doing all those things, she is has her own business, which is called Studio Lucia. And she's going to talk about that a little later on. But welcome, Lucia. I'm so happy to see you. And you're also my Power Woman of Queens.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It's so exciting. Yes. I've been honored by you twice as a Power Woman. And the event is always amazing. And it's such an honor to be there, especially to meet all other Power Women. So thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I'm excited.
Well, you know, we call our events the ultimate networking events. And I yell at people if they don't have a pocket full of business cards, because the whole idea is to meet people you may not know and to introduce you to each other. And there's the power. But the women in the room, like you, had a beginning. How did you begin your career? You know, when you were little, I mean, who inspired you to be such a great success?
Thank you. I mean, my journey is so not linear. It's just very different than what you would expect. But I was born and raised in Bulgaria, communist Bulgaria. And I grew up during the communist time. And my childhood was great. But all I wanted to do was dance. So I was a dancer. I studied dance from very early on. But I went to a high school that was accounting high school. I don't know why I did that. My mom always told me that it's a mistake because I'm a very creative person and I always liked doing things with my hands or doing some creative things on the side, not really anything related with film or storytelling because I was not from the capital. So there were not much of opportunities in the small city that I grew up in. And so I studied dance, and after graduating high school, I was a dancer for many, many years. And I moved to the States when I was 27, and I signed up for an acting school. My English was terrible. I worked all these odd jobs, like bartending and waitressing and hostess at a diner and grocery stores, because I was fluent in Russian, so I worked a lot in the Russian community. Until I learned English well. And so I was in acting school and I had a lot of friends that were always doing something. They were involved in the theater. They were writing things. They were writing short scripts for films or feature films. So I went to volunteer and do everything for free just to be in that environment. And I sort of fell in love with film and just film storytelling, but I had no idea, you know, how to do it. I didn't have the tools. I was just acting for fun. And one day I read an article about the human trafficking in Bulgaria. And for some reason, I was just so inspired to write something. And a friend of mine, she was writing a short script. So she told me what software to get, how to do it. And I started writing and it turned into a feature length film.
Wow.
Yes, I found a producer. And the budget was almost $1 million. And I had no idea what I was doing. This was just, when I finished it, when I looked back, I said to myself, if I knew what I was getting into, I would have never did it. It was so much, it was a huge undertaking. So we did the feature film. And then I worked with the director, with the editor, and wanted to always find out like how you put together all these images, how you tell this story. So I went and I got my bachelor degree, my associate and then bachelor degree in multimedia and video from New York City Tech. And I had to do an internship And the internship was at Queen's Public Television. And I started there as an intern. I was already 36. And yeah, then they hired me and I started doing a lot of Queen's news and cultural events, videos. And then later on, slowly transitioned to more cultural and social short and long form documentaries that we do now with my department. So this is, yes, my journey has been evolved a lot. Always kind of stayed in the creative realm, and I'm very blessed that I was able to make a living out of my creativity, which not a lot of people are lucky to do that.
Well, you didn't have luck. You had perseverance. So
Yes.
that's really a great part of your success is you just kept persevering. You know, I say to some people, just put one foot in front of the other and just keep going.
Yes. Yes.
Story of your life. You really just kept going.
It's funny because when I was younger, I would not need to see, I didn't have the need to see the whole staircase. It was just like you said, one foot in front of the other, just like one step at a time. I kind of had a vague, well, I never had a goal to be in film because I never had the skills. I always thought it's something with dancing, maybe. But for some reason, I just kept persevering and going for it. Now, with age, I kind of pressure myself to see the whole staircase, and I am slowly like getting back to what I was before. Just have that vision and go, but take one step at a time and yeah, move forward. Absolutely true.
You've won many awards. Did you have a favorite project that you've worked on in the last few years?
One of my favorite is Jazz in Queens. This was such a challenging project because it was a long form documentary, and it just the structure was very different than what we normally did. It required a lot of research. I didn't know anything about music or jazz coming from Bulgaria. So it required a lot of research, a lot of challenges. But it was so sweet in the end, maybe because it took us a year and a half and I grew while doing it. And yeah, that I always watch it and rewatch it when I have time because I absolutely love it. Yeah. And we were nominated for a few Emmys, and I was nominated as a director for that particular one for an Emmy, which I'm very proud of.
Oh, wonderful. So, what are the projects you're doing right now?
So now we do more lighter content. We used to do a lot of human trafficking, homelessness, and we still do that, but we also do a lot of lighter content like cultural documentaries, short form, about food, about artists in Queens. We have Faces of Queens, we have Queens Delish, where we feature different restaurants and chefs. We have Around Queens, which is the umbrella under, we have different events and happenings in Queens. So we have four shows we're constantly producing for, and we have a new series called Cabbie Cuisine, where we interview and we feature taxi drivers and their favorite cuisines because most of them are immigrants. So we go around Queens and we eat with them, and sometimes they go into the kitchen of a restaurant and they cook a meal. So that is very exciting and different show that we haven't done before. I think
Oh,
it's great. Yeah.
you know, that gave me an idea. I wonder if there's a way, since we own a lot of the Queen's media, that we could follow up with a story in print and online, because everything we do in print is also on our website, qns.com. And those are great stories you have here. So we'll talk offline about seeing how we can maybe turn that into stories each week about these
Yeah.
taxi drivers and where they eat and about the restaurants, because Queens is an I am so proud to have been from Queens because it is the most diverse place on the planet Earth. And to
Yeah.
me, the beauty of Queens is that we all get along.
Yeah, where it's such a melting pot and people come from everywhere and they have incredible stories. And the mainstream media, unfortunately, doesn't cover the small guy or, the small businesses. And I'm so proud that we do because they work so hard to stay a lot of the businesses and to make it. And also they come from a different country, and to make it in here, it's very difficult journey. And I empathize because I've been there. And just featuring their stories, it gives them pride and joy, but also it promotes their business, which every small business needs in Queens and
You know,
everywhere.
our synergy is tremendous, and I look forward to working with you on some of these projects with our own media. But I want to ask you, what would be your keys to success that you can offer other people? Because you have become such a wonderful success in what you do in your career. What ideas would you give to other people?
I think looking back in retrospect, and I never thought that, while I was going for things, but I think I have very thick skin for rejection. And I think that came with dancing and acting because you always audition for things, and 90% of the 95% of the time you don't get the job. But when they kick you out of one door, you have to have the thick skin to come back through the other door. But you also have to have the thin skin to be emotional and open and vulnerable. So I would say mistakes and failures were the two key things that I never was scared to fail or do mistakes. It's just when I failed, I never pursue. I never thought about it as a failure. It was just like, oh, it didn't work. Let me try a different way. And then if it didn't work, okay. Maybe this other way. So I'll try many ways. And if still doesn't work, I'll say, okay, maybe I can shift the goal. Maybe it's something different that I want or that I can do to get to where I want. So I think that was what worked for me. And when I do mistakes, I don't know, I never see it as a mistake. It's something I know I'm exactly where I need to be at this moment. Maybe it's not where I want to be, but it's where I need to be. And that kind of kept me always open to new projects, open to new opportunities. And sometimes, I get a little distracted here and there because I'm open to a lot of things. So I had to learn to say no. Also, that is a key in the past few years, that the more you're open, the more opportunities will come. And then you have to be able to say no and stay focused on what you want. So I'll add that to a success, the ability to say no to
Well,
things.
you've given us some great keys to success, and I thank you so much. It's been wonderful spending time with Lucia Dragash, who has made a great success of her life as a documentary film producer, working in our local QPTV as a supervising producer of many interesting shows. I want to hear more about them. And so creating her own business out of that as well. What a powerhouse. Thank you, Lucia, for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. This is Victoria Schneps. Until next time, bye now.